showtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut. And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh. Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us some money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take.
There we go, the program button. It's a big one. You got to hit it if you want to be on. It's got to be red. Good morning. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I am Lon Tay. Derek Piper's to my left. He needs to be to my right, because you need to be running the board. Well, we're going to switch after the first. Is that fine? I mean, it's been a while for you.
That's fine.
So, I come in, I sit down, I just don't even think about it, and the next thing I know,
well, you're
I'm
the point guard, and I'm the off guard, and that's just kind of how it goes.
But anymore, you don't even really need a point guard. That's kind of where we're at right now.
I don't know.
Man, I'm just being transitioned out by a big man. Basically, by a big man. Stevie J just came down and said some really cool things about Luke Goody. He is going to be in studio tomorrow. We're going to talk to Luke at 5 o'clock tomorrow. 5:05 will be, of course, when we hit the airwaves in the second hour tomorrow. Chance to talk to Luke, ask him how surgery went, ask him how excited he is for the start of the season, and how much different that is without him being able to play at the start of the season, and what does that do to you mentally before you know your teammates are going to be able to go out and tip it off on Monday. But I can't wait to talk to Luke Goody and kind of pick his brain. I can't wait for you to pick his brain as well about what's going to be happening this season with this team. There's going to be a lot of things we're going to learn early with this team, and we're going to have Luke along for the ride to kind of fill us in on, all right, we're not seeing this out of Jaden. What do we think here? Or we're not seeing this out of Ty. What are we thinking here? It's going to be fun to kind of take him for a ride or along for the ride and kind of piece it together as this team finds itself.
Yeah, absolutely. We also picked a very successful high school quarterback. So maybe we talk some football with him.
Oh, that's right. Maybe he's...
I think you break down some Tommy DeVito.
Maybe he's DeVito's replacement next year. Maybe we have our quarterback.
No need to go to the portal. You just walk across the street to State Farm Center.
We have our quarterback on campus.
Right.
Named Luke Goody. Hey, Kyle Hudson. Kyle Hudson did a little baseball, football.
He did?
I don't know. Is anybody? Well, I know there's people that have done basketball and football.
Remember C.J. Jackson?
Oh, that's right.
Not really a marquee player, but that was one example.
I know there's others, and our listeners will be able to. Oh, we've gone through this 100 times, and I want your thoughts on Luke. Sometimes being able to think on the spot while you're doing a radio show is not the easiest thing in the world. I've said it 100 times. I'll be driving along listening to another radio show, and they'll bring something up like that. Like, I know there's been, like, Dyke Edelman probably did it. And then all of a sudden, like, I'm ripping off six guys, and they can't. But when you're actually on the air, sometimes you just have a mental block, and I'm having it. So, 359-2255, all of the former Illini that have played basketball and football, Jeff Finke, there,
yep.
Tight end, and of course started out with Lou Henson's squad. He was a three-time All-Stater, though, also in baseball. So he could do about anything he wanted, to be honest with you. But back to Luke,
just focused on one side right now. But yeah, we'll be able to get the breakdown of how he's feeling off of surgery, how that went, if there is an updated diagnosis in terms of a timeline, and just interested in his process. I know it's going to be a while when you're fresh off surgery, probably not going to get to do a whole lot, but maybe they've told him at this point in the timeline, you can do this. And after this, you can do this. And but just also to break down the team and what he's seen in practice and how he feels about the new play style. And he was obviously playing in that open scrimmage, or close scrimmage, I should say, against Kansas, and was playing pretty well. So what he saw out of that, and yeah, just excited to visit with Luke, a very fun guy, a guy that's has a great basketball mind, basketball IQ, and just a fun dude overall. So it'll be great to have him every week, and we're excited about that.
It's going to be fun. I want to get to the college football playoff rankings, but before that, I want to ask you about Luke one more time. Luke Goody, as you said, had started against Kansas, was expecting, you know, coming in, he's one of those guys, he kind of gets, not forgotten, but we always talk about, oh, RJ Melendez could make that next leap, and then we don't really even think about Luke. It's not that we don't think about him, but maybe we just understand what Luke is going to do is just progress as it goes, and we know what he's going to give us, but I don't know that we're giving him enough credit. What do you think this team is going to be missing without having Luke Goody, especially during this stretch where you're going to be playing some of the best teams in the country? What is this team going to miss from not having Luke Goody either coming off the bench or starting and playing starters' minutes?
I know that in terms of this larger role that he was going to play, whether he's going to be a starter or not, I have thought of him as being a bench piece, is going to play, you know, 20 minutes a game or somewhere in that range. Whether or not he would have kept the starting spot that he had against Kansas, that would only Brad probably really knows that. As far as what he had in mind, I think the slotting Sky in as a starting point guard and pulling someone off. But regardless of whether he's starting or not, he would be someone that would be in that rotation.
Sure,
would be a valuable part of playing on the wing, making threes, making good passes, good reads, and while he's hasn't played that many minutes as far as being a 20-minute-per-game guy or being relied upon as he would be in this sense, he's a fairly known commodity, I think, for Brad Underwood.
You're
having some
– He trusts him,
and it's something that you throw Luke out there, you know what he's going to do. You know that he's going to make the right play. You know that he's going to be in the right spots. He's going to play incredibly hard. He's going to hit the glass. He'll defend as well as he's possibly capable of.
Right.
And – he's just a gritty dude. He's a gritty dude that's not afraid to step up and hit some big shots, as we saw a little bit last year. And the fact that he was starting against Kansas said something to the point of they really liked what they saw out of him this fall and wanted to give him that opportunity. So, yeah, I think that we've talked about it a lot when you got freshmen, when you got some transfers getting acclimated to a new situation. There would be games early on where maybe – you want someone that's been there before, that's worn the Illinois uniform, that know what Brad's asking, that is just going to be trustworthy. And we've seen it in the past, even when Illinois had more experienced teams, Brad seems to lean on the guys that he knows what he's getting and what he's getting out of those guys, and Luke's certainly one of them.
Yeah, he's not alone in that regard. U of I, Illini Lake text line, touche, Jason. He says, been waiting a long time to say this. What is with all this basketball talk? It's still football season. Then he put sarcasm. Touche. I get it. You know, we forgot one spot that I guarantee you Brad Underwood wishes he had Luke Goody healthy. Practice. I mean, you tell me that dude isn't in there every day going 100 miles an hour and making sure everybody else is doing 100 miles an hour. And he trash talks, right? I mean, he like gets them going, I bet, in practice. If somebody's kind of not having a day, I bet Luke's right in his face, giving him some grief, getting him fired up. I mean, that's all it takes, right? If you're not having a day, have somebody tick you off, and then you're ready to roll. I think practice will be an area that Brad Underwood wishes he had a Luke Goody.
Oh, definitely. And the way that he was able to earn the respect of the veterans so early on last year, that Trent and Kofi and Grandison, DeMonte didn't mind that Luke was vocal and was stepping up and trying to be a leader in whatever capacity he could possibly be. And now this season, without those guys back, Luke was expected to be someone whose voice mattered in that locker room, that mattered on the practice court, and whether he is talking a little trash.
Right.
But also, Brad's mentioned a lot here in terms of having the chemistry click and having the guys be all on the same page. There needs to be more on-court communication. And he said Luke is as good as anybody as far as being vocal, pointing out switches, pointing out things to make sure that his other – not only just he's in the right spot, but other guys as well. And then he's a competitor. He's going to bring it every day. And if there's someone in that wing group or anybody that he's going against that's not maybe up to that standard or just having a day where he's like, oh, I'm just going to coast today. Oh, man, I got Luke Goody.
Oh, crap.
Who's just going to hustle for everything and he's going to be trying to grit for everything, then he'll up that level of effort for sure.
217 said Luke will be our Robbie Hummel. I don't know that, but I'll tell you this. We deserve that. Because Robbie Hummel's grandparents went to college here and played tennis, I believe, right? Or his grandpa did, or his whatever. Whatever the story
is.
One
of his family members, yeah.
One of the family members, and then he ended up going to Purdue. So it's time for the state of Indiana to give that back. And now hopefully we're getting that with Luke Goody. That's exactly right. And I can't wait to see Goody for the next 2-3 years, hopefully, playing against Indiana, playing against Purdue, and all of those fun matchups they'll have.
And as we mentioned at the very initial, when we learned of the injury, the timeline sets up where he could still be available for that trip to Bloomington in February, which we would all love to see.
Let's go. Mike did say on the U of I Lightning Lake text line, Garvin Roberson and Jim Rux played both basketball and football at the U of I. Is Jim Rux, is he the one from Mount Pulaski? I think that is correct. I'm not asking you. I'm asking Mike because I know he'll know that. If that's the case, Jim Rux is a huge dude, like just a beast of a man. I mean, tall and just strong and just a big guy, and I'm thinking that that was the case. All right, we've got to switch it over to, even though Wade, well, Wade, we can get our Cardinal thing out of the way. Wade did mention Brendan Donovan gets his first gold glove, and of course, Nolan Arenado got his 10th. Those are the two Cardinals that nailed down the gold glove award. But Brendan Donovan, man, what a season for him. How do you not start him in one of the corner outfield spots?
Start him somewhere. Start him at second base, corner outfield, and that's the value. I mean, that's the way that Tommy Edman earned it, is he came up and was, you could slot him anywhere, and he was going to be someone that would hit it for a decent average, would play really good defense, and I'm cool with Donovan being a regular in that lineup, and he had some big hits and certainly was awesome with the glove as well. We need to have a sign on the wall that says,
yes,
days since you've,
yes,
talked about the Cardinals, and as long as that thing always says zero, then we're doing our job.
In case we ever get checked, you know, in case the Champaign County comes in or whatever.
Right.
And checks us out. Yeah, Donovan, I'll tell you the other thing I loved about him. He could watch pitches. He could work counts. And he was always in it. And I think I saw a stat midway to three quarters of the way through the season about his ability to hit with two strikes. And if you can do that, I mean, that's amazing to me that guys can do that. All right, I know I want to talk college football playoffs, but Jake asked another question in basketball and about Luke Goody. He says, I'm banking on Goody to be Lucas Johnson 2.0. Is there similarities, you think, between a Lucas Johnson game and a Luke Goody game? I know we haven't seen enough of Luke. And I don't know how much you remember of Lucas.
I was fairly young with Lucas Johnson. I do just remember the effort.
I mean, Lucas could score. Lucas Johnson could score. I mean, I'm sure he had a couple games of 18. I mean, he could knock a three down or two. And he's a guy that could, you know, do a lot of rebounding and stuff. But I almost see Luke as a little more skilled than Lucas Johnson. So I'll answer that question. I feel like Luke is more skilled. Now, Lucas would hate me. And he would come up to me and punch me, and then I'd try to punch him, and he'd draw a charge, and he'd fall to the ground, and then I'd have two fouls, and then a technical. I'd have three fouls, just like that. That's how Lucas won games. But, I mean, Lucas Johnson did everything with will. I feel like Luke Goody has not only that a little bit. I don't know if he has as much as Lucas. Maybe he grows into that. But Luke Goody, I think, just has more skill, and he's more known for a three-point shooter. I don't think Lucas was ever known for a three-point shooter, but again, Lucas Johnson could knock down a three in a big moment and you know, kind of sneaky. And I'm guessing the coaches that were playing against Illinois and that team were like, are you kidding me? Lucas Johnson just hit a three. Like, almost like, okay, we've got Bradford to guard, we've got all these guys to guard, and then 22 knocks one down from the baseline, and you're like, ah. That's incredible. But, yeah, that's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah, and that makes sense. Looking up his stats, career 35% three-point shooter, so very capable. It was not a high volume.
Right, didn't shoot a lot.
He didn't average more than two attempts per game in any year in his career as far as three-point attempts. And a guy that averaged career 5 points, three rebounds. We just know that the effort plays. In terms of the bar of will, like, he is the ultimate in terms of
– He and Kenny Battle –
Right.
He and Kenny Battle, you could not get any, you not find anybody else that hustles more than them. Lucas drew more charges than Kenny.
Yeah.
But Kenny was all over the place.
I think that Luke later on in his career can be more of a, I don't think he'll ever be your go-to scorer.
Yeah.
But he will be, depending on how the roster shake out and depending on how he develops, could be more of a marquee player, maybe a starter. And someone that will score double-digit points and obviously shoot a lot more threes in that capacity. So if I think for Illinois fans, you've kind of looked at Matt McQuaid as kind of the the baseline of, if he's Matt McQuaid for us, just do whatever the coach asks, be a role guy, be someone that we're not going to worry about. He, you know, is he going to play hard today because he might not get as many shots?
Right.
But then you go farther. I mean, could he be a – he's not as athletic as Joe Wieskamp, but if he was something like that.
You know what McQuaid would always do? He'd be the guy that would show up for an 11 a.m. Saturday game. Like, I'd be watching play, and, you know, everybody's kind of groggy, and it's 11 a.m. on a Saturday, and then McQuaid would have, like, 11 points, 9 rebounds in a win. And you're just like, all right, well, that dude showed up. Like that's just kind of how I picture a guy like Matt McQuaid, and maybe that's, like, how I'll picture a guy like Luke Goody that's just ready to go at all times.
Yeah, I know that Maryland recruited him because they thought they reminded Turgeon of Kevin Herter.
I mean,
he's playing in the NBA right now.
He's really
making
exploded.
Threes, and he was, I believe he was maybe even a first-round pick. So that's a high-end comparison.
Right.
Probably not the same athletically.
Exactly.
Herter probably more skilled off the bounce at this stage, but we'll see. Luke's still got a lot of basketball to play.
217 says, hey, you're explaining Robbie Hummel, LOL. So maybe he will be. Or Robbie Hummel. Chris is fired up. Bad comparison. Battle and Johnson are not even the same type of player. I'm not saying they were. I'm saying the hustle. The hustle by both. The will of both. I understand Kenny Battle may have never taken a charge, to be honest with you. I'm not sure that he did. He was more of a rebounding guy. He was more of a full court press kind of guy. But in terms of sheer energy and what they gave to a team, Kenny Battle and Lucas Johnson deserve to be mentioned in the same breath. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Mike also said, Jim is Bill Ruck's brother. That's who I'm thinking of. Bill was the first seven-footer in Illini basketball history. I believe from Mount Pulaski, and he was huge. Huge dude. All right, we're just bouncing all over here. I apologize.
Only us can manage to bury Illinois' first ever mention and listing in the college football playoff.
Wasn't everybody mad about where we landed?
Now,
so it's like, oh.
Well, then explain why where they're at right now doesn't necessarily matter that much.
I was going to say, right? You can.
It'll play itself out.
You can make
it's
some
fun
leaps.
to make hot takes about it if you're into that.
You can make some leaps and bounds in a hurry. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break and make everybody wait just a little bit longer for that. When we come back, we'll explain the rankings that came out last night. Did you watch? I didn't.
I did not.
I didn't either. That doesn't mean I'm not excited for it, but I kind of understood where Illinois was going to fall and wasn't sure exactly what all they were going to do.
You knew
it
would be in
Illinois?
That 15 range.
Yeah.
And that they would be on it.
Right. Okay. Well,
we'll discuss where they're at. What's been said about it, and yeah.
And how quickly they can jump up those rankings. Jason says, in all seriousness, any chance you could shout out to Colton? That's his son, Colton. He's listening from St. Louis Children's Hospital while getting radiation. Heck yes, Colton is a huge Illinois fan, and especially football. I think he loves all Illinois sports, but especially football. So, Colton, keep fighting, buddy. Keep battling. Down in St. Louis, I'm sure the nurses and the doctors are getting an earful about how good this Illinois football team is and how they're ranked in the country and how they were in the college football playoffs and that Illinois basketball is ranked as well. I'm guessing that every doctor down there is like, holy crap, like at dinner that night going, let me tell you everything I know about Illinois sports because I know a lot now.
Things are happening in Champaign,
right,
apparently.
Right.
Shout out to you, Colton, for sure.
No doubt about it, man. All right, if you want to weigh in, 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. That is the U of I Illini Link text line. Also the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. Randy is wanting to know if Chris Block is coming on Friday. It's the Breeders' Cup. We normally only do that during the Triple Crown races, but maybe we should consider the Breeders' Cup. Derek and I will do a little meeting after the show and come to a conclusion on that because Chris Block I love listening to and he can make anything sound awesome. So possibly having Chris on Friday, certainly. It's amazing going into the winter. Like, I'm not thinking horse racing right now, but certainly with the Breeders' Cup coming up. All right, again, that's the U of I Illini Link text line, the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. You can find us on Twitter. Just search at the drive 93.5. I'm at Lon Tay, ESPN CU.
I'm at D Piper 247. Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tayandpiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at stevieJay.com, stevieJay.com. Our YouTube has been...
We thought we had it fixed.
On the shelf.
Scott is coming in Tuesday, I think. He's our rescue guy. So I'm guessing by Tuesday of next week, we'll be back on YouTube. And I've been working out, so I'll probably have been about 30 pounds lighter when you see me again. Oh, wait,
I'm
no,
guessing
we have the tailgate
Lon
Saturday.
Messed with the cords until he's... Give me a week, and I'll shock people with my figure. But no, YouTube is on the shelf along with Michael Thomas and Keenan Allen.
Because I'm
taking a little bit of a break.
I'm not going to lie to you, Derek. I shock myself when I sit down and see my gut in the YouTube picture. I'm like, what cord do I kick to get that off of YouTube? Come on. That's terrible. That's good, though. Keenan Allen. Oh, by the way, you missed Monday's practice. Have you dropped him yet?
No, I can't.
Do you have the fear? Because I had it today. Because I have to either play him because C.D. Lamb's on a bye, or I got to pick up another receiver. And you know, as soon as I drop Keenan, somebody picks him up, and he's going to go 8 for 130 and a touchdown.
Well, that's the point in fantasy is you just got to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I know.
I know your league's a little bit different
in terms of... We all make the playoffs.
And you're... The regular season, you have two.
Yeah, we pay the most to the regular season champion. I made that rule because I feel like if you've proven yourself over 13 weeks.
No wonder
you
like Big Ten titles so much.
Exactly. I mean, to me, it's over 13 weeks. You know how many times a team that is like in 6th, 7th, or 8th wins our playoff? You know why? Because they always have the benefit of being able to pick up who they want because, you know, whoever's on top is like last in the waiver wire. So, yeah,
that's
no.
True.
Yeah,
but that's part of why I picked DeAndre Hopkins, just knowing that, yeah, I'll try to stay afloat for 6 weeks, and then I'll have
good
Hopkins
for you. Man,
with Justin
been
Jefferson,
good.
So that's been good.
Oh, wow, you were holding that out. You don't even need Keenan Allen. Don't even need him. I'll tell you the other guy, and then I'm going to break, DeAndre Swift. I almost dropped Swift and Allen today and just said, you know what? You two were like my top four picks, and you guys have been putrid. They haven't even played. I mean, Keenan Allen hadn't had a chance to be bad. He just has been hurt. So, let's take a break. Back with, like, one of the coolest news ever about Illinois football, and we're finally going to get to it after 4:30. It's The Drive.
Totally Christmas open house one last weekend at Prairie Gardens. Enjoy three final days of Christmassy open house cheer this Friday through Sunday. Sip and shop with food tastings and brand new collections. Enjoy exclusive 3-day open house specials and enter to win your favorite decorated Christmas tree free. One last weekend this Friday through Sunday with a Totally Christmas open house at Prairie Gardens, your Christmas destination for over 50 years.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, this is Ben Grice at the Humble Hog in downtown Paxton. And if you haven't been up to Paxton for our barbecue yet, let me tell you, you don't need a reservation. Just come on up. Barbecue with us is about as casual can get. We've got all your favorites. We're talking brisket, pork, amazing smoked turkey, our sausage. And while you're there, be sure to try the Paxton Punch. You can thank me on that later. Check us out online at humblehogbbq.com.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Corey's the supervisor, says Corey is so mature, it's like having another supervisor as a helper. So you are well thought of at Urbana Police. Why'd you make the move?
You know, the sheriff's office is, you know, you'd be down here in Philo, and then you get a call, you know, all the way up in Fisher.
A lot of driving around.
It's really spread out. I like Urbana's big enough that there's a lot that goes on. It keeps you busy, but it only takes a minute or two to get to every call, and that's one of the main reasons. And then, like I said, when I worked in the jail, I really like the officers that come in for the Urbana Police Department. It seems like a tight-knit group. Speaking to the community, they, you know, people are coming around to want to talk to the police and not be so negative about some of the things, you know, the actions of a few, or, you know, a couple news articles that you see really shed a bad light on police in some people's eyes, and I think it's getting better.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Illinois football is back. Shop at Game Day Spirit this fall and gear up to support your Fighting Illini football team. With great football designs and brand new apparel from top brands, they're the one-stop shop to get everything you need this football season. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, and online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Have you heard the news? The Habitat for Humanity ReStore has moved to a brand new location at 1914 Glen Park in Champaign, next to Planet Fitness. With convenient parking and over 15,000 square feet of retail space, finding a great deal has never been easier. Stop by to shop, donate, or volunteer and help Habitat continue our mission of building a better community. Come visit the new location at 1914 Glen Park in Champaign or check us out online at cuhabitat.org today.
At Bulldog Disposal, you know about the doggy bag, the 6-cubic yard bag waiting for that household project. The doggy bag is perfect for cleaning out the garage and getting less cluttered for the upcoming holidays. Or maybe you're moving and you just don't want to take it with you. Use the doggy bag. And remember, if you do need a 10, 20, or 30-yard dumpster, call Bulldog Disposal in Muhammad. Just reach out at bulldoggybag.com. That's bulldoggybag.com.
If you want a steak, I mean a steak, prepared the way you want it, you've got to go to Long Branch Steakhouse. Hi, it's Jay Lehman. It's been over a year since I was introduced to Donnie at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. And when I want a great steak, that's where I go. And the sides, the Brussels sprouts, the mac and cheese, and the salad with Donnie's secret frog dressing. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. There's always room for the Long Branch Steakhouse.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5, Lante, Derek Piper.
You emphasizing the L for a reason?
I did. Well, I was thinking of something, so it was it helped me continue my thought while I was went outside real quick because I made a sheet. Matt Lang, who used to be a Fisher football coach, going to join us at some point next hour. He and I actually really honestly right now are still trying to figure out a time. He's actually coaching a high school football team, so he's trying to figure out a time to break away real quick, join us to get a little bit of the playoff picture and kind of ask him about some of the teams in our area. But while I went outside, someone is burning leaves. And with all due respect to those that have allergies and asthma and stuff, and I totally get it. There's some people that just can't, they can't stand that. They can't deal with that because of that. But for those that are lucky enough like me that don't have a problem with that, it might be the best smell in the world behind gas. behind just fuel. Isn't that the best smell? You get like gas on your hand and you're like, oh yeah.
I can't say I can necessarily relate to that. No.
Nothing says fall. Listen, the
I like
last
to smell
days,
the grill the
yeah,
most.
Yeah, that's true. That is a good smell too. Or a tombstone pizza on a Sunday right before NFL kickoff when it's about 15 minutes in and you need it in there for 16. Oh, yeah. Smells up the whole house. I mean, yeah, that's what guys do instead of those little plug-in things that are good-smelling things. You just put pizza in or something like that, or make chili, you know, stuff like that to make the house smell good. But that is a good smell. Leaves burning, man. It's the best. Do you have a lot of leaves in your yard?
I do.
Have you gotten to those yet?
I have not.
Okay. Are you just going to be like, I'm going to let them all fall?
Well, see, I'm kind of boycotting a little bit because I hope the person's not listening.
No, just don't say their name.
Well, they're not my leaves.
Oh.
The leaves from my tree are still mostly up there.
Oh.
The other leaves are in my yard, but they're not
from
my
yours.
Tree.
I'm
not just going to wait that out because then you got...
Will they blow back in
yeah,
their
leave
yard?
Yeah, snow here in December.
Right.
No, I'll take care of that.
Yeah, I don't know what the rule is on that.
No.
I feel like if a leaf falls in your yard, it's your leaf.
It's
I mean, that's kind of
I
the
own
way
it now.
Yeah, you own
so
that
I can
leaf.
Burn it. Probably should burn it.
You don't own the tree, but you own that leaf.
No, I need to get out and do that.
In your yard. That's so funny. All right, Illinois football, for the first time ever, ranked in the college football playoff rankings. What number did they come in?
16th.
Okay.
So you look at the AP poll, and they're 14th. College football playoff rankings, they're 16th. I know that some wish that would be a little bit higher, but at this point, the fact that they're even on the list for the first time ever shows, obviously, another reference point of progress for Brett Bielema in this program. What's at stake as they can potentially move up significantly in these rankings. And I understand that the argument being made as far as them not being higher, I know that the chairman of the college football playoff was asked about Illinois. I believe Scott Ritchie, the News Gazette, asked him on the teleconference last night.
Okay.
And here was his quote, top scoring defense in the country, a really competitive 3 wins against teams above 500. That being said, we didn't know if there was necessarily a signature win associated with them, but a really good football team, a really tough football team.
I don't argue with that.
I don't think anybody can.
No. Here's the difference. There's signature wins for us as Illinois fans. To beat Wisconsin on the road, to beat Iowa at all, to go to Nebraska, maybe that's not – I mean, that's kind of lost its luster a little bit. But when you just look at winning at Wisconsin and then backing that up with a victory over Iowa, two teams that have been a thorn in your side forever, if you ask any Illinois fan, those are significant wins. And I capitalize significant. But to a college football board, national board, a win at Wisconsin doesn't seem that sexy. Nor does a home win 9-6 over Iowa really make you that sexy in their eyes. So I totally get it. I don't think anybody should have an issue with that, with what he said. And maybe
they haven't
did.
Beat anybody that's ranked.
Right.
They haven't beat anybody that's even on the outside of the poll receiving votes. So nobody that on their schedule is ranked or even receiving votes to be ranked in the AP poll. So while, yes, traditionally beating Wisconsin, beating Iowa would carry a decent amount of weight, blame those two teams for not being good as part of the reason why they're not helping you make those wins look better. Now, you're going to have a chance against Michigan, who's number 5 in the college football playoff
Here
rankings.
We go.
You beat Michigan, especially at the Big House, solidify your place, which you wouldn't even have to beat them to solidify your place in the Big Ten championship game, but it would go a long way in putting you in a position to where you know you, without a question, could win that game and go to the college football playoff. It would be a lock. You'd be a one-loss team who would have beaten Michigan and presumably Ohio State after that and the Big Ten champion with one loss.
Yeah.
So that is all on the table, and that's why I get it, because this sets up the pecking order, because now every game against another team is going to determine, like, Michigan being 5th is now going to determine how it's viewed, that win.
Right.
And also it sets up the teams that are ahead of you.
Yes.
To an extent, though, because a really significant win can allow you to jump someone that doesn't necessarily lose. I would say this for those that are frustrated. Do you remember where Illinois was at in the net rankings back in February? you shouldn't because nobody does.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Because you played all of February,
yep.
even a little bit of March, and then your tournament seed was determined. You still yep. more games to determine the final ranking. It doesn't matter that much, but it's fun to celebrate Illinois being on this
no
list
doubt.
And knowing that another reference of you're nationally relevant, you got a ton to play for, and that you're amongst a really good group of teams.
I don't know that a 17-year-old recruit looks at the college football playoff rankings and goes, oh, wow, Illinois 16. But if someone is interested in your program and you tell them that, then they're going to be very impressed by that. The other thing, Pipes, like you're talking about, Illinois is going to be playing number 5 Michigan, and who knows where Michigan will be from there, because there's a chance they'll move up if Tennessee beats Georgia or if Georgia beats Tennessee, and they play this weekend, and Tennessee is 1 and Georgia 3. So I don't know how that's going to maneuver with whoever wins that game. I assume if someone wins it rather easily, it could probably play a part in one of those teams dropping out of that final or that top 4, if you will. I don't know about Clemson. I'm not sure who they're playing. And, of course, Ohio State's got Northwestern. They're not moving anywhere. But the point is, you're going to play Michigan, the fifth team, and you're going to probably play Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. I think they'll beat Michigan. So you have a chance now to play 2 of the top 5 teams right now in this college football playoff rankings before the bowls. So that's how you can move up.
That's true. And also, I know people don't really want to hear this because they want to lock up the Big Ten West as soon as possible, but – another factor that could help you move up is Purdue looking like more of a quality win.
Yes.
So Purdue actually beating Iowa this weekend, then coming to Champaign and looking like more of a quality win on your resume. If you're really worried about climbing this ranking, because
right.
now the Michigan game, and then if you were to play Ohio State, would probably do enough.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, you wouldn't really have a whole lot on your resume that would carry a lot of weight. But I know that, and look, I know that I'm in the minority. I'm selfishly wanting that Purdue game to be as big as possible.
Right.
And if Illinois is truly as good as they think they are, then they shouldn't worry about needing Iowa to beat Purdue. But I fully understand that. Let's just get that taken care of. Let's take the pressure off as much as possible. You want to get to Indy. Let's make that a done deal. So, look, I get it. I totally get it. But that's another way that in terms of trying to find a way to move up as much as possible, that would bake into it as well. Northwestern's not going to help you, and neither is Michigan State.
No. For giggles today, I Googled Big Ten championship game in Indy. I wanted to know what time it was because my lovely son, who I just love to death, has a basketball game that day. I'm like, I think I'm going to disown you for one day. No, I would not miss this basketball game. But the point is, I was trying to figure out when that game is, and it's 7 p.m. over in Indy. So it's 8 p.m. Indy time. So then it said, get tickets. And I'm like, So I clicked on it, and the only tickets you can get, now, that doesn't mean Illinois won't have tickets, all right? So don't, whatever I'm saying right now doesn't mean that you might not have other options. But when I just looked at the site I was on, the get tickets were about as high as you can get for $150 each.
Wow.
So that kind of shows you where that's at. Now, again, I don't know. This is real early in the process. You don't even know really who's going to be there. So it could change, et cetera, but that's just what I saw today off one of the sites I was looking at with that. So it's interesting stuff. It's great stuff for Illinois football to be mentioned in the top 16 in the country with some of the best. Is there anything that surprised you? It shouldn't surprise me. I'm not saying that because, of course, the win over Alabama was huge, but Tennessee being number 1, does that surprise you a little bit, or do they deserve that because they probably have the best win of anybody on this list?
You just said it.
Yeah.
They got the win that carries the most weight. Now, that could change, although it could even just further their case if they go to Georgia and win.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Georgia beating Tennessee at home, yeah, that would maybe then plateau, or that's not even the right way. Whatever.
Push them over.
Push them up.
Yeah.
To number 1, Georgia, that
vault.
Being, and then, yeah, vault, yeah, all the – the correct things to use there.
Who's got a thesaurus?
Georgia would then have the best win. But, yeah, Tennessee being number 1, it's just kind of the shock factor of it's been 20 years.
I agree.
Plus.
I agree.
Around that 20, early 2000s, Philip Fulmer. We haven't seen Tennessee in that type of a realm for a really long time.
I love seeing some new blood up there. Tennessee won, and then you go, oh, Ohio State, yep, Georgia, yep, Clemson, yep, Michigan, yep, Alabama, yep, oh, TCU. And then you got Oregon, USC. Well, you know, we kind of don't think about this, but you've got USC at 9 and UCLA at 12.
Perfect, because the Big Ten needs more representation. They really do.
So they're about ready to become Big Ten members, and then that would give you Ohio State 2, Michigan 5, USC 9, UCLA 12, Penn State 15, Illinois 16 in terms of the Big Ten. Otherwise, there's only the Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, Illinois on this list.
Maybe they can do something worthwhile similar to Maryland with Juan Dixon, Gary Williams winning the national title. So then it's not even technically, but you could scheme a way to say, no, actually it wasn't Michigan State to win the last title out of the Big Ten. It was Maryland, 2003? So really it's still been forever.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it? Somebody asked about if we know what the spread will be with Illinois and Michigan. That's a long way off. Is it still 16.5 against Michigan State?
As far as I know.
Now that they have 8 players suspended, and I think like 3 or 4 of those are guys that actually contributed, including I think their leading tackler is what Kyle said yesterday. So I think there's like 3 of those 8 guys that I don't mean to say that the others don't matter, but in terms of actually on the field play, that's what you're looking at in terms of that. But yeah, I saw a guy today, and I didn't even know him, and we just started talking Illinois football, and he's like, is Michigan State even going to have enough guys to play? I'm like, oh, yeah, I think they'll have enough guys. But I'm like, isn't that funny that this stuff, like, not that Illinois ever really has players suspended, so I didn't want going there. But I'm like, isn't it nice that this stuff never happens to Illinois? Like, hey, we're getting ready to play Michigan State. Oh, and they've got 8 guys suspended. Okay, I'll take that. I'll take any break you can give me is what I'm saying.
That's fine.
Any break.
What would you project the spread to be as of now? Say Illinois doesn't lose and Michigan doesn't lose leading up to that game.
I think they're about spot on with 17. I would say probably – I would probably not go as high as that. I mean,
Michigan at the Big House.
Yeah, I know.
You think it would be 17 points?
I think it'll be like 14. Don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, like, I don't see it being 3, you know what I'm saying?
No, it won't be 3.
And, I mean, maybe 10. I think it'll be double digit.
10.5?
Yeah, something like that. And that's what I said. I think 17's too high.
Yeah, that's too high.
And maybe 14 would be as well, but, yeah.
If Illinois really impresses here coming up, maybe 7.5?
Maybe. That'd be cool. I don't ever put any stock into it, although I know that Vegas understands what they're doing. I just don't – I think it'll be double digit just because, I mean, Illinois really hasn't proven much with their wins, but then again, neither has Michigan, except for Penn State.
Other than Penn State.
Yeah, you're
hammering
right.
Penn State.
I keep forgetting the Penn State thing. That's my fault. And, of course, as mentioned, Penn State is 15th on this list. So, yeah, I mean, I don't – yeah, be interesting to see. That's going to be fun.
Penn State was number 10 in the country this past weekend, and they – were a 7-point underdog. Although then again, you might even get some of that still traditional bias of seeing Penn State, and Illinois might not, especially without a quote-unquote signature win, which is very fair, might not have that same type of respect.
And if they happen and they don't dig this deep into the series between Michigan and Illinois, they're going to make it like a 30-point. Not a lot of Illinois wins in that series.
A lot of traffic on 74 to Indiana. That's the spread.
Oh, my. No doubt. And, of course, Michigan then will turn around and play Ohio State the next week. Illinois will play Northwestern. And hopefully going into that Michigan game. And, you know, it's what a weird dynamic. If you defeat Michigan State and then defeat Purdue and you've locked up a trip to the Big Ten West. Or I'm sorry. You've locked up the Big Ten West. You've earned a trip to the Big Ten championship game in Indy. Does that take away your thought process on how you look at that Illinois-Michigan game? Now, I think in one thought, I'm thinking to myself, it's either going to be Ohio State or Michigan in the college football playoff, right? I would assume one of those two. The other one then would probably go to the Rose Bowl. Is that right? I don't even know really now how it works anymore. I always forget. I feel like if I'm, and I could be totally wrong here, I feel like Illinois' chances of getting to the Rose Bowl would be to beat Michigan. Stay undefeated the rest of the way, beat Michigan, and then whatever happens. Now, obviously, then if you beat Michigan or Ohio State, you probably maybe are in the college football playoffs, which would be incredible. And if not, you definitely go to the Rose Bowl.
Right.
I mean, there's any doubt about that.
Wouldn't you be sick if you did all of that? If you won at Michigan, you beat Ohio State, and enough other teams around you didn't lose to where that loss at Indiana, that shouldn't even have happened, would be the thing that prevents you.
But they put Tennessee, let's say Tennessee beats, no, they're not going to beat Georgia. They put Georgia, Clemson, Alabama, and like Oregon.
Well, they could even, I don't know that they could actually get away with Ohio State undefeated up to that point, loses to Illinois, and then they still say, well, Ohio State's worst loss is Illinois. Illinois' worst loss is Indiana. Ohio State's in over Illinois.
I would assume you just beat them head-to-head.
Yeah, I would think you wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, I think you beat them head-to-head. To me, that's more than – that weighs a hell of a lot more than who had the bad loss. But I see where you're going there. I mean, I get if where
they
you're
both,
going. You were just kind of like –
they both beat Michigan. I'm thinking of ways
– I know you are.
It's kind of like
– what a good problem to be in right now.
It's my experience of seeing Illinois teams that are on the bubble. And you're like weighing their resume versus others in the, on the bubble.
My thought, honestly, more is if you beat Michigan State, Purdue, and Northwestern and don't beat the top two teams, Michigan and Ohio State, do you still make a New Year's Six Bowl? Do you still play in, like on January 2nd in like the Orange Bowl or the ReliaQuest, which used to be the Outback? Why am I calling it ReliaQuest? Because they spent a lot of money. Do you still make – I don't even know.
Usually
I don't
there's
know
enough
that
of those, right? Because traditionally it's the Outback Bowl, the Capital One Bowl.
Yeah.
There are enough of those type of bowl games that if you're the well, technically you'd be the fourth best team because Penn State would probably still be above
you. That's
fourth
true.
Best team out of the Big Ten. It wouldn't be a guarantee necessarily,
right.
But
– does Penn State – are they playing Ohio State or Michigan the rest of the way? Probably
they just,
not.
They just lost to Michigan.
Oh, that's right. Why do I always forget that? Why I continuously forget
well, they,
that
I'm
game.
Sorry. They just lost to Ohio State and a couple weeks ago lost
to
Michigan.
Lost
to that
so they've lost yeah. both of those. Okay. Okay.
Their upcoming stretch is Indiana, Maryland, Rutgers, Michigan State. They will not lose again.
Come on, Maryland. That's their only hope there. Yeah, that is a good point with Penn State. If Penn State takes the Outback Bowl instead of us, and you know they travel. Listen, Illinois travels. There will be a lot of Illini fans that we've saved up a lot of money through the years.
It's true.
We got plenty of money to spend on bowl games now because it's like, well, we haven't spent any on that, so let's go. I hate to look at it this way, but if you're looking at Ohio State, Michigan, or Penn State, and then Illinois, that's the pecking order, right? If a bowl had to choose between one of those four. There's definitely that. But there again, there's a lot that's going to have to happen here. I mean, you get, again, Georgia and Tennessee play this weekend, and then we'll see how that unravels. I don't know. I haven't studied a Clemson, a TCU. I know TCU keeps surprising. They're undefeated. Does it shock you that there are six undefeated teams in football right now, including Tennessee, Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, Michigan, and TCU? And obviously, one of those will fall by the wayside with Georgia, Tennessee. One will fall with Ohio State, Michigan. So, you know.
True, but losing to teams in that top five or top 10, we saw Alabama's only at six despite losing to Tennessee. So whoever loses the Tennessee-Georgia game probably be no lower than six.
That's a good point.
Despite having a loss.
Is Alabama just kind of sitting there going, don't worry, we'll win the SEC championship and we'll be in? You know they are. You know they're just sitting there thinking, don't worry, we got it. We got it figured out. All right, speaking of Illinois football, the defense has been incredible. You and I were laughing before the show about this team is so good, and we've talked about so many different things. We talked about Tommy DeVito yesterday. It's almost getting to the point we're running out of things to say because we've literally talked great about every facet of this team.
It's a great thing to have happen.
It is. It's awesome.
But, I wouldn't say we're completely out.
No.
It's just similar to, I told you off the air, similar to when Illinois had it going, you know, whether it was really 2 years ago when they were a one seed, Io Kofi. There's only so much things you could say about the team or new creative ways to describe it. Like Ryan Walter's defense is
That's incredible.
Outstanding.
Well, Johnny Newton is one of those guys that's been incredible. I mean, I'm talking on a defense that is great. Johnny Newton, defensive line-wise, has separated himself even above like a Keith Randolph and those guys. But you'll hear from Johnny Newton next hour. Also, you'll hear from Brett Bielema and then Matt Lang, former Fisher coach. He's now an assistant coach at Stanford Olympia who plays St. Joe. Matt is going to join us at 5:30. We're going to take a quick look ahead to the high school football games this weekend and kind of get an idea from Matt, who follows it very closely. All right, we're back. It is The Drive.
Illinois football is back. Shop at Game Day Spirit this fall and gear up to support your Fighting Illini football team. With great football designs and brand new apparel from top brands, they're the one-stop shop to get everything you need this football season. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, and online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Sarah Honda has won the President's Award. This is an award recognizing the best Honda dealerships in America. Sarah Honda has achieved excellence in sales, service, and customer satisfaction. When you go into Sarah Champaign, you'll see what winning the Honda President's Award means with their outstanding focus on you. Visit Sarah Champaign and experience excellence with not only Honda, but GMC, Buick, BMW, and Subaru. Sarah Champaign, off Neal at Burwash in Savoy.
Like most banks, we offer an app that lets you do pretty much everything you need from your pocket. But at Iroquois Federal, we believe great banking is less about the app you tap and more about what you tap into. And for us, that's a hometown bank where decisions are made locally by the same folks you'll bump into on the bleachers at the next big game, providing the hometown touch that's made us part of the community for nearly 140 years. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We're featuring Sergeant Bradley Corral, has been with the Champaign Police Department nearly 17 years, oversees a team of 11 detectives in the Criminal Investigations Division. He and his team look at about 1,500 investigations annually. It's Brad Corral. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How is it when people accuse police of stuff comes at you all the time?
Absolutely.
You know in your heart it's not true.
Correct.
You know the people you work with aren't that way.
Right.
How do you just keep walking?
Well, I've done this now for 20 years as of last month. It does still hurt at times when you get accused of things that you know you're not, but you learn over time that it's just something you have to kind of separate. You know, there's a job to do. You have a profession that is very professional with a lot of great gals and guys that do a good job. So you have to focus on those things and try not to let the negativity bring you down.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Everyone at Mattex Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical is eternally grateful for the contributions and sacrifices made by the men and women who protect our freedoms in our armed forces. The annual Veterans Day giveaway is one of the ways that Mattex gives thanks and honor to these heroes. For the 7th consecutive year, Mattex is giving away a complete HVAC system and installation to a deserving veteran and their family. Nominations will be accepted and the winner will be announced on Veterans Day. To learn more, visit mattechservice.com/veterans.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on